This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2037. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 4th, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cuba, Estonia, France, Greece, India, Japan, Korea, North and South, Kuwait, Madagascar, North America, Northern Marianas, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, South Carolina, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, big news from Brazil. Thanks to Celio Romais, who refers us to his blog, ondascurtas.com. From Uruá, Pará, Francisco Reis informs us that Rádio Rio Mar in Manaus, Amazonas, has reactivated its frequency 6160. He heard it May 29th around 13 UT. On May 31st, Julio César Pereira replied, "Good news about this, but this frequency is also used by Rádio Boa Vontade in Porto Alegre, although I have not heard it recently." I reply, 6160 has certainly been inactive from Brazil, but now more interference for WBCQ. Rio Mar was indeed on 6160 as of World Radio TV Handbook 2005, but by 2014 it had been replaced by Rádio Boa Vontade. This needs to be confirmed that there is some Brazilian on 6160. Rio Mar's longer-lasting but also long-gone other frequencies was 9695. Manuel Mendez in Spain soon provides that confirmation using remote receivers on June 2nd. He heard Rádio Rio Mar in Manaus, 10 hertz above 6160 via remote in Brasilia, weak with interference from 6165. In Portuguese with ads, matching the website online program of Rádio Rio Mar. And then this is at 0950 to 1052 UT. And then at 1015, Rádio Boa Vontade signed on 30 hertz above 6160 and eclipsed Rádio Rio Mar. But via remote receiver in western Brazil at Vilhena, Rádio Rio Mar was stronger than Boa Vontade. They had in local news mentioning Manaus. So we've gone from zero Brazilians on 6160 to two of them unexpectedly reactivated after some years. The 500 kilowatt superstation in Maine that World's Last Chance Radio paid for at WBCQ is not enough for them. We've already had reports about some of their broadcasts in Arabic also being transmitted via Wolverton, UK. And now we have news from Ivo Ivanov that the Bulgarian site near him has also been carrying some World's Last Chance. As of June 1st, he was hearing it on 11600 at 0845 and 0900 in Arabic. And clinching the deal, he could also hear, about 20 kilometers away, the second harmonic on 23,200 kilohertz. And another Bulgarian frequency, 9700, had dead air, and its second harmonic, 19400, June 1st from 0745 to 0910, so they were apparently testing. The next day, June 2nd, 9700 was not on the air, but 11600 and 23200 were, with regular WLCR Arabic programming between 07 and 10 UT. Then by June 4th, 9700 and 19400 had replaced 11600 and 23200 between 07 and 10 UT via Bulgaria. Did you know there's a Christian shortwave station in Cambodia? Well, not exactly, but there's a program produced there and broadcast from FEBC, Philippines. Ron Howard reports on 13870, FEBC Cambodia, or FEB Cambodia, Voice of Love, according to their website, heard June 1st from 1056 until 1100, starting with the FEBC interval signal and starting a Khmer language program at 1100 with nice indigenous music, which was received poorly, but he enjoyed the music nonetheless. There's also live audio streaming at febcambodia.org. Programs are produced in the studios, actually located in Phnom Penh, and transmitted via Philippines. The next day, however, June 2nd, he said the reception was terrible, starting at 10:57. If you hear something odd on 1540, it could be CHIN in Toronto. In IRCA, Jim Renfrew in New York reports hearing radio drama in English at 06UT, at first unidentified. A reply comes from Theo Donnelly in BC, who's familiar with Canadian broadcasting. He says it's an eye-opener to look at CHIN 1540's schedule grid. Founder Johnny Lombardi would likely be dismayed at the overnight hours, though there must be some saving in performance rights fees. The sudden appearance of evening hours from 23 to 04 UT in Portuguese is curious, unless Toronto has experienced a similar influx as Vancouver of very young Brasileiros, though they're not likely to be great radio listeners in those hours. The original Portuguese and Italian speakers as immigrants in the 50s and 60s, who generated the bulk of CHIN's income, are in their waning years. Those same evening hours, I recall, were filled not too many years ago by relays of China Radio International in English. Obviously, that has fallen into disfavor. And Jim Renfrew replies, the website quickly confirms there is radio drama on their schedule all the way from 04 until 11 UT. From Acido Mar, State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports, CNR2, China Business Radio, on 6155, June 2nd at 11:30, with IDs in Chinese and English as, this is CNR Business Radio. Usual good reception. Very nice to find an English ID, as it's been many years since I last heard one. On May 28th, 30th, and June 1st, at various times before and after 06UT, one of the Radio Havana Cuba English frequencies was missing 6060. I think it's also been missing in Spanish before 0500. That transmitter down once again. It had been their best signal, usually in this direction. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba. Did you know there are English shortwave broadcasts from Estonia? Well, sort of. In New Zealand DX Times, Ken Baird reports hearing Tallinn Radio on 3310 back on March 17th at 1844 UT. ID in English. Well, this is actually a marine weather station, I think, not a regular shortwave broadcaster. The IB list of frequencies has all the information about Tallinn Radio, and the language is always in English, according to this, for 10-minute broadcasts on 3310, starting at 33 minutes past the following UT hours, 02, 06, 10, 14, 18, and 22. 3310 is shared with Odessa Radio in Ukraine, also in English, starting at 23 minutes past these hours for 10 minutes, midnight, 4, 08, 12, 16, and 20 UT. On 7390, May 30th at 5:23, I heard a transmission in French. It was Radio France International itself via Issoudun, but with that self-imposed beeping interference. That's what we normally hear via the Algerian relays through France on 7295 or 6125, but this time they were on RFI's own frequency, 7390 instead. So they must have swapped the defective transmitter around. On 11730, May 30th at 0539, I was hearing News in American English. What could that be? VOA? Or Vatican via Madagascar? No, it's the French half hour of NHK Japan via France, and of course defaulting to English news at the outset. 9420, June 3rd at midnight 34, I find Voice of Greece, 10 over 9, in English, interviewing someone in Zimbabwe with consecutive translation and discussion of what he has said about challenges in agriculture, water shortages, paying off the debt run up by the previous government, and hoping that Zimbabwe could make a turnaround like Greece. It turns out this is a person of Greek heritage in Zimbabwe. His father still speaks Greek. The interview ended by midnight 51, one of those surprise benefits of shortwave band scanning, as I never expected to be learning about Zimbabwe in this way. On 7380, June 1st at midnight 53, I had a 25 over 9 signal with 1 kilohertz tones. What could this be? There was an ID language ID at 0101, some music with very minor harmonies, and then talk in a South Asian language. It's the All India Radio Sindhi service at 01 to 02, which Joe Jacob said had resumed on May 9th. The Sindhis are in both northern India and Pakistan, but this is an external service at midnight 45 to 0200, 400 kilowatts at 300 degrees from Bengaluru. On 9560, May 29th at 0332, I found News in English, a 10 to 20 over 9 signal, but it was about Japan. That's NHK's Swahili service via Madagascar, 250 kilowatts at 320 degrees, so it's an inadvertent North American service. NHK World better watch out. They might pick up some North American listeners they tried to get rid of as long as they are shoving English news into various other language services. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, surveys the monthly frequency changes of Seabreeze, Shokaze, or JSR from Japan, about North Korean abductions effective June 3rd. They're in Japanese or Korean, but English only on Thursdays. At 13 to 14 UT on 6040 and 6090, replacing 5920 and 6165. The repeat at 16 to 17 is on 5980 and 6165, replacing 5955 and 7325. Shokaze is also responsible for relaying an allied station, only in Japanese, at 1405 to 1435, Furosato no Kaze, and that's now on 5920 and 7325, replacing 6090 and 7295. And here's Ron Howard's weekly survey of the jump-around frequencies of the clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, June 1st. VOP on 3480, 3905, 3930. 4450, 6520, 6600 at 1051, while VOH was on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6348, 6250, and 9100, with their Chinese language lesson at 1048. Voice of Freedom on 5920, still very good reception with no jamming, at 1054 and no jamming either on 6135, where it used to be. As for North Korea itself, the new frequency 3205, which we thought apparently replaced 2850, is being heard only with test tones on June 1st between 0906 and 1200 UT. Also forwards loggings of this from Amano in Japan at the site DX Now on the radio, agreeing that there were nothing but test tones for those 3 hours, but the carrier would also go on and off for a few minutes between them. However, on June 2nd, Ron says there was no signal at all on 3205 between 10 and 12 UT. Here's another no-signal report from yours truly about Kuwait. Whenever I'm band-scanning the 16-meter band between 20 and midnight UT, I'm alert for any trace of a signal on 17550. June 2nd at 2002, no signal at all from Radio Kuwait, which is actually scheduled in Arabic to Central and Western North America for 4 hours, both in the A and B seasons. It's 250 kilowatts, supposedly, at 350 degrees. If it ever makes it, this is the time, June and July, with maximum Arctic transpolar insolation. While it's completely foolish to try it in the winters, starting out near midnight local time. So I'm about to conclude, it continues to be a phantom service, not even really trying. With a few more sunspots, it's possible, and I have logged it only during previous summers. Why Arabic to Western North America? Maybe there's some Kuwaitis in California. Via international vacuum, internet, medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 2037. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. So our thanks this week for financial support from Tom Goodfellow in Palm Desert, California, who sent a generous contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds, as they will convert, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK. 73702. At worldofradio.com, you will find such things updated as the World of Radio hit list provided by Alan Rowe and our schedule of SWL, DX, and media programs. worldofradio.com. Ron Howard in California says, North Korean jamming has indeed abandoned 6135. So daily I can enjoy respectable reception and enjoy the music, just African pop music from Radio Madagascar, such as May 30th at 1310. I believe it was missing for a week or two, but on May 30th, Manuel Mendez in Spain says the weekly English magazine from Radio Mali was again heard at 1845 to 1912, with some African songs at 1850, after which there was news in English on 5995. Station YHWH continues to show up many nights, but not every night, on 7470. I heard him May 29th at 0322 with his monomaniacal Antichrist pulpit. Also reported by Rick Barton, Arizona, May 30th, tune in at 0330 in progress until bye-bye at 0415. And the next night, May 31st, Ron Howard reports him at 0312 until off at 0359 with the usual recorded diatribe, and his theme song, Days of Hard Life, at 0355. And he said to search YouTube for his one-hour recording titled Christianity Greatest Hoax Ever. If you hear a Chinese-speaking station about 47 hertz on the high side of a nominal frequency, chances are it's Radio Free Asia via the Northern Mariana Islands. May 30th at 1427, I had one on 13575.047. Actually, this hour in Cantonese via Tinian. No sign of jamming, as the CHICOM are not so eager to bother to block broadcasts in insignificant minority languages. And exactly 47 hertz above 13790, June 4th at 0613, I had Chinese, and that's RFA via Saipan. The Stillwater, Oklahoma beacon is back. It's SW on 255 kilohertz. May 29th at 0622, I first heard it, and also in the daytime at 1418. It had vanished April 4th after reliable ground wave reception day and night, and no sign of it since then until now, and it continues to be heard as of June 4th. It's listed as 50 watts. I wonder if its absence had anything to do with the amount of traffic at Stillwater's airport or lack of it in the interim. New Zealand DX Times' Brian Clark reports on One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, now back on the air, 7325. Heard May 25th at 0853 with English hymns and gospel songs measured at 7324.986. June 2nd at 2313, I ran across something new on 11730. Very poor in Spanish. Could it be Romania? Replacing 11800, which was usurped by Cuba. Yes, no interference anymore on 11800, which I reported immediately when Cuba moved there from 11850 a few weeks ago. This is parallel to 11990 from Romania. That signal too weak to match on a second receiver. So I checked them both out via U20 remote in Holland, and yes, both are very good there, with Romania in stilted Spanish about their anti-communist revolution. So 11730 must be a very recent switch, as the latest HFCC still show them on 11800. Checking all the schedule frequencies of the Ciganeshti site, Romania, June 3rd at 06 to 07, Ivo Ivanov in next door Bulgaria found all those frequencies missing. And furthermore, they were not to be heard between 10 and 12 UT, but they were back for the Russian broadcast after 1300 on 9890 and 11940. Who would have dreamed a few years ago that Russia would soon be a difficult country to hear on shortwave? There is, however, one shortwave service from the Republic of Adygea, A-D-Y-G-E-A, from RusTX. The summer season schedule is from 18 to 19 UT, Fridays, in Adige, Arabic, and Turkish, and 18 to 19 UT in Adige on Mondays, 19 to 20 in Adige language, on Sundays, all on 6,000 kHz with 100 kilowatts aimed 188 degrees. And Viktor Chikanovich in Kerch, Russia, reports, I received today a homemade QSL from Adygea Radio for receiving them on 6,000. On the front is a photo of the transmitter at the Krasnovar Television and Radio Center, and on the other side, confirmation. And Viktor Efimov wrote to me electronically about the new QSLs. Perhaps in the near future there will be a branded card. That issue is being solved. South Carolina non, since June 1st, we've noticed that the almost idle WWCR4 transmitter has come back It's been almost completely sold out to Brother Hysterical, 24/7, except for 2 hours a night weekdays on 5890 and 1 hour weekdays on 9980, committed to other programming. Radio Exterior de España resumed its own programming on June 1st. Instead of relaying the domestic service, I heard an ID and an own program at 2130 UT on 9690 in Spanish. English has also been resumed at 22 to 2230 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The first one on June 1st was heard by Alan Rowe and Harold Froge. I listened later via the extensive podcast archive. Justin Cohen and Allison Hughes were together again, but speaking for only about 4 minutes, the rest of the half hour. A beautiful piece of music. It was a requiem by Francisco Guerrero. The second program, Wednesday, June 3rd, had Allison Hughes narrating, with some musical relief, a detailed review of how the pandemic has affected Spain. UT Saturday, May 30th at 0130, when World of Radio was on other frequencies, I heard Freedom Synergy Radio via WRMI in English on 5800 and 9395. At 0200, FSR continued on 5800 only with a different program about how China plans to take over the world with the help of the UN. But May 30th at 0200, Radio Taiwan Internacional had resumed in Spanish on three frequencies, 5010, 7780, and 9395. Unlike the first time I had checked earlier in the week, when FSR had usurped or used up all four frequencies at that hour, so it's not clear which way it's supposed to be. North Americans hoping to hear Voice of Turkey's first English broadcast of the day at 1230 UT on 15450, even if it propagates, may be disappointed. It's monitored by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. On June 2nd, it was on the air, but with the wrong language, Urdu, instead of English, until 12:55, and then it went into Russian. Things always erroneous at Emerlair, or is it awry at Ankara? The next day, anyhow, June 3rd, it was back to English. UT Monday, June 1st, at 0100, I finally heard Radio Emma talk via WRMI on 9455. This was their second monthly broadcast. There's only one new one per month. Only a few minutes at first were about the 2MT story. Other segments relayed a few minutes from Wavescan, and there was another one about number stations such as the Lincolnshire Poacher. Referred to their own website for links to more segments, but there aren't any links there. It's www.emmatoc.org/worldservice. At least I found an explanation of the strange name, which is certainly a poor choice for phonetics. It says, Why Emma Talk? That's E-M-M-A-T-O-C. The wireless station was required to read out their allocated call sign 2MT at regular intervals, and in 1922 the British Army phonetic alphabet of the time was used. The letter M was Emma, and T was Talk, so 2MT became 2Emma Talk. The amusing and flippant manner in which Captain Peter Eckersley read out the phonetic version of 2MT resulted in the station being affectionately known as 2Emma Talk. Day France resumed his very slow Morse code beacon at WWRB, Manchester, Tennessee, measured on 475.09 kHz, May 31st at 0636. It sends WA4SZECOM and then WA4SZE/BEACON. I tune past there almost every night, and the last time I had heard it was December 10th, and I've not heard it since May 31st either. Steve McGreevy in Keeler, California says, I have a 22-meter, 10-milliwatt, quasi-part 15 beacon going on the 22-meter ISM band where there are many. I run it most days on approximately 13562.89, sending RR and a dash via a quarter-wave wire in the sleeping loft along the apex of my shop building, a home brew, of course. The frequency is from a Citizens Band Channel 14 crystal, half of that frequency. There's some question about one of our World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI. Saturday, May 30th, before 12 UT, I tuned in and heard, instead of World of Radio, the evangelical show from Jack Van Impe, which is supposed to be on Sundays at 11:30, not Saturdays, as still shown on the schedule. By the way, I see that he died this January, but he's still going on the radio. The WBCQ-6 superstation was off the air again from 9330, May 27th until June 1st. When it was back, Alan Weiner tweeted that the big one is back on the air, replaced the screen bypass capacitor again. Hopefully it will hold. Also, 3265 is on the air after 01UT, but he never says what the programming is. It's inaudible in Oklahoma. But Robert Butterfield in Columbia, Maryland, was hearing it May 28th at 0455, relaying WHVW 950 in Hyde Park, New York. Continuous eclectic mix of older jazz and big band tunes, ID at 0412. And then some older R&B, but it went off in mid-song at 0413 without any WBCQ ID. Of course, WHVW is Pirate Joe's station, the old cohort of Alan Weiner, J.P. Ferraro. Here's an example of pure medium-wave DXing, since I care nothing about the sports programming on any of these three stations. 1270 kHz in full daytime conditions, June 2nd and 3rd, around 2030 UT. The stations in Tulsa and Liberal, Kansas, are beating against each other, first with a SAH of exactly 1 Hz, but the next day, slightly less. But if I null both of them, I'm getting a faster beat from a third station, which is the one in the Metroplex, Texas. Much more detail, of course, about this in my original log report via worldofradio.com. There's a thread in the IRCA IO group about a tiny unlicensed station on 1710 kHz calling itself KHMB, which stands for its location, Half Moon Bay, California. It so happens that KHMB is not assigned to any real AM station. Mount Orituna raised this question from their website, which functions as if it were a real station, www.khmbradio.com. Part 15 station, you would think, with a very limited range, but Dave Eichelman, N7NZH, in Grants Pass, Oregon, replies, I talked with a station owner 2 years ago. He said they use 5 or 6 one-tenth of a watt transmitters with antennas spread apart north to south 50 feet between them. He estimated the power to be about 1 watt up and down the coast. I get them here in Grants Pass, Oregon, at 350 miles, even over coastal mountain ranges of 3,000 to 5,000 feet, so they do pretty well for their flea power. Several DXers in the Seattle area have heard and recorded them about 700 miles, but there's now interference from Travis Air Force Base on 1710, with a blistering 10 watts of power. Ron Howard reports on the 11835 harmonic of Radio Vanuatu on May 29th, sign on at 07UT. He says the best reception continues to be during this hour for me, when they are fairly readable, better than 3945 or another harmonic 7890. 11835 always the strongest. However, after that, they seem to be running 2485 kHz on extended hours without a harmonic, such as June 1st from 1113 past 1247, instead of closing that frequency at 1100. A remote receiver in New Zealand, Manuel Mendes, was also hearing 2485 as late as 1630, playing their favorite song, You Are the Only One. This just in from Ron Howard, since June 1st, Radio Nyawa Sarawak has disappeared, no longer heard from 11UT on 11890, also disappeared its website and Facebook. Propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued June 1st. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet, A and K indices of 5 and 2 through June 27th. Solar flux 71 except for June 8th to 20th, only 70. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2037 with a standard disclaimer.